We've got until 2050. United Nations scientists say that's the world's deadline for going entirely carbon neutral if we want to prevent the worst impacts of global climate change. Many of the Democratic presidential candidates have incorporated that ambitious goal into their climate policy proposals. But today, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders went a step further. Sanders says by 2030, the U.S. should transform two sectors of its economy, transportation and electricity generation, entirely to renewables. That's just over a decade from now. So is that even possible? Dan Schrag is head of Harvard University's Center for the Environment.
You know, I hate to say something is impossible, but it certainly sounds extremely challenging, especially for the transportation sector. If we just take cars, which in some ways is the easiest part, last year in the U.S., about 2% of new vehicle sales were electric vehicles. And that's almost double from the previous year. But that's still a long way from even being 100% of new vehicle sales, much less 100% of vehicles that are actually on the road. And remember that cars are just about half the problem. There's the trucks and airplanes, ships, many, many other forms of transportation that we have to think about.
What do you think can be done in 10 years?
Well, what's kind of exciting about the renewable energy world right now is that many sources of renewable energy have gotten really inexpensive. Both solar and wind costs continue to come down. And the most recent exciting news is that offshore wind has come way down in cost. And so one of the first things to do is just to build out that wind and solar on our grid. To me, that should be a no-regret strategy.
So give us a dose of realism here. I mean, what would you do to get as kind of carbon neutral as possible by 2050, the date the UN says we need to be carbon neutral?
Well, I think it's important to remember that the climate system of the Earth actually doesn't care about U.S. emissions per se. It cares about global emissions. And so our goal is not just to reduce U.S. emissions, but to reduce U.S. emissions in a way that other countries can follow, because we need the whole world to do this. So, you know, having a crash program to reduce U.S. emissions, but doing it in a way that is very expensive and looks very unattractive to the rest of the world, doesn't actually help us solve the problem. We need to think about this in terms of global leadership and doing it in a smart way. This is one of the reasons why economists like a price on carbon so much, because it doesn't pick the winners, but lets the market figure out what are the most cost-effective ways to do this. And that ends up being more attractive to other countries in the world to choose those same technologies.
Well, it's interesting because Bernie Sanders' plan includes $200 billion in a green climate fund to help other countries cut pollution. Elizabeth Warren is also calling for a kind of green Marshall Plan. What are your thoughts on international aid being part of our domestic climate plan?
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea, but the numbers are way too small. You know, if we're going to spend $16 trillion in the Sanders plan to lower U.S. emissions, spending $200 billion for all the other countries in the world seems like maybe a little out of balance in terms of what the real problem requires. But it's not the total amount of money. I think it's about how we're going to spend it. I think one of the things that we should be doing is thinking about actually providing financing the way China is doing for energy investments around the world. This doesn't necessarily have to be foreign aid. We're not giving money away, but we're providing financing and we're providing technical assistance in making sure that countries are making wise and responsible energy investments over the next 20 years.
Dan Schrag, professor of geology at Harvard and head of the University's Center for the Environment. Thank you.
Thank you.